Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? You know who it is, Peter The Rock Richardson, live on Blog Talk Radio, Saving Our Athletes Respectfully Radio Show. Today I'm talking about a road that grew from concrete. Today is Monday, Motivational Monday. As soon as Kanye West tell you how it feels like when it all falls down, we get right into it. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
So self-conscious, she has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out. Her parents to look at her funny. Now tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years ain't picked a career. She like, get I just stay down her and do it, cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears, cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure, couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexa. Yeah, it's so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious, that's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses and drove me crazy, I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this, just to be like, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream, the people high up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest thing, but the road to riches and diamond rings. Sigh because they hate us, floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres, and for that paper look how low we a suit. Even if you in a Benz, you still in a coupe. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside, cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack, and a white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. I went to Jacob with 25,000 before I had a house, and I do it again, cause I wanna be on 106 and far, wishing the fans. I wanna act all horrific like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, Southside, Southside, we gon' set this party off right. Westside, Westside, we gon' set this party off right. Shottown, Shottown, we gon' show them how we get down. I'm feeling you just like a state bill, you saved my life.
And when it all falls down, oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite songs right there. We got Kanye West. Man, that's one of my favorite high school songs. When I used to put that track on whenever I was in high school, and I used to just, hey, just let it go, and it would just motivate me to want to become more. Hey, we're coming to you live again on Blog Talk Radio, Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. My name is Peter The Rock Richardson. Today is August 4th, and ooh-wee, I got coming to you today, motivational. Mondays, it's the first day of the week before we get it all started. Well, most of us, before we get it all started, and this is, hey, most days, Mondays is a little slow for everybody, but I'm here to let you go. I'm ready to get everybody get started off, pumped off right. Today, I'm talking about a rose that grew from concrete, but first, before I get into the segment, I want to talk about the weather, because the weather is really actually pretty nice. Down here, coming for me, coming to you live out of Dallas, Texas. Hey, we got it sunny right now as we speak. It's 73 degrees. 73 degrees ain't too hot. It's not too cold. At least this morning, whenever you hit the road, it's going. We got a high of 94. And we all know that's pretty hot. A high of 94. Ooh wee. And for you fellas who've been working out, I know you probably want it to be about 94 so you can walk around with the tank top on, probably with your shirt off. And I know you've probably been busting out the abs like myself. You know, you want to show those pretty abs off for the ladies and for the honeys out there. I know you want it to be pretty hot too, so you can show off the little figure and show your little hard work that's been going off. So we got a high of 94 and we got a low of 73. So either way it goes, you know, you guys are gonna be pretty warm. You know, we ain't talking about it being cold. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, coming to you live, straight up out of Dallas, Texas. We got a high of 94 degrees, low of 73. So, we're going to get it started pumping off right now. Rosa grew from concrete. Rosa grew from concrete. I know you probably want to know what that is. Have you ever seen somebody in a nice neighborhood that don't really seem like they deserve to be there? And I know how some people can take that. It's like, so what you mean? So are you stereotyping people? Are you being prejudiced? No, I'm not stereotyping nobody at all. I'm not being prejudiced at all. Sometimes, more times than not, some people can be like, man, what he walking into this restaurant? Well, why he wearing that nice suit? Why is he driving that nice car? He must be selling drugs. Oh, he must be doing this. He must be doing that. No, that is a rose that grew from concrete. Somebody who took advantage of every opportunity that they had coming up as a young one and then doing everything in their nature, them using not using excuses, not using nothing at all, and defeated the odds to get where they are now, to make people wonder. Because most times, most people see somebody driving a nice car in a nice neighborhood who don't really belong there, they want to think negative. They want to think negative. They want to think negative. And that's when people want to get pulled over. That's when people want to get questioned. That's when most businesses want to get out of this because they're like, man, ain't no way this cat, ain't no way this dude, ain't no way this male figure, or ain't no way this male or this female figure can be in this area and be legit. That's when people, because other people stereotype and other people want to be like, there is no way that this person or him or her or whoever she is be in this neighborhood because it's like that don't happen every day. I know we know about the LeBron Jameses. I know we know about the Kobe Bryants. I know we know about the Barack Obamas. But what about the everyday individual that grew up in an area that was really secluded and was really deputed? And I'm talking about in an area that was around drugs, sex, money, and that fast life, but who decided to go to school and get good grades and then in the midst of all that play sports and then make it out of where him or her came from. So I'm going to tell you something. A rose that grew from concrete. Okay, so you got an 8-year, you got an 8-year-old, him or her, whatever she or he is, you know, living in an area that where drugs is taking over, you know, that where drugs is taking over, but this individual here is not really known as cool. It's not really known in school. The 8-year-old individual, it just goes to school every day. Then right after school, then it goes to the extracurricular activities. It goes play sports. He has his mama on him. It's like, I'm gonna put you on these sports just because I don't want you to end up just like your family. So he goes to school every day. So he meets some friends. And then from there, them friends, they stay tight. They stay cool. They stay grounded. They don't let that outside, they don't let the drugs from the outside get intact with them. So they go to school every day. Every day they race. Every day they race. And then when they're not in school, they in there playing video games. When they're not in school or playing video games, they outside competing against one another and then competing against everybody on the block or everybody else on the block. Maybe their age or maybe a couple years older is out chasing girls. These little kids that's in a group are competing against one another, trying to find other kids that's in the block that's not chasing girls or not trying to be involved in a social life. So from 8 years old, they become tight. They become brothers, as some people might say. So every year, they just instead of trying to be social or trying to get in drugs. They become tight. So from 8 years old all the way up until middle school, they don't let their clutter or that noise get to them. So, and never mind you, they're still stuck in that neighborhood. So once they get in middle school, a road that grew from concrete still gonna become tough, still gonna become, I could say, lean, as some people who work out can still stay lean because he still got that mindset that he wants to get out of that concrete because he knows he's a diamond in the rough. He's not letting his circumstances determine his future. So once they become, once they get 8 years old, then they become into middle school, then these kids still got the same mindset. They still there. They still listen to their parents. They still listen to their coaches. They still listen to their aunts and aunties who don't want them to end up, who don't want their living circumstances to determine their outcome. So once they become 8, and then now they're in middle school. Now, you know, when you get in middle school, you really get an influence. But these kids, they still not really popular amongst the, well, they're popular amongst their peer group, but they're really not popular amongst their town. They're really not popular amongst, you know, the hood, because they really didn't give in into the persona of want to walk around and want to be cool and want to be this and that. But then let's not get it twisted. There was still swag back then. It was in the high 90s. You know what I'm saying? So back growing up in the high 90s, I'm not talking about 2000s. We didn't have so much social media back then. But growing up in the high in the mid 90s. You know, back when that's when the drugs was really in. That's when you had walking around. You couldn't be in a starter coat. You surely couldn't be starter. You still couldn't be really in a Oakland Raiders jacket, or especially an Oakland Raiders hat, because somebody was nearly gonna beat up. That's when Jordans was really hot. You know, now people want to talk about they want to wear J's. Well, back then Jordans was really hot because they didn't cost $160 back then. So you really didn't get. So you really couldn't be caught walking in them unless you wanted to get beat up. But talking about this group, a rose that grew from concrete, still growing up from 8 years old, had his mindset, had to get out, got amongst his peers. And then leading up into middle school, that's when everybody really trying to be social, when he really wanted to walk around and be cool. Because you want to know why? Because trying to impress a female. When you're trying to impress a female, that's when guys really find themselves doing some things that's really out of the norm. But anyway, let me get back to a role that grew from concrete. So now that these kids are in middle school, where I'm from is from 6th to 8th grade. And starting off in 6th grade, man, these cats, just imagine the ambition gets further, just gets deeper. So from 6th grade, man, a role that grew from concrete, now he did not let that social get to him. So what this dude did, man, is instead of going out there to the streets and trying to get the money to impress these girls, instead of going to the mall, this dude is out there running miles. He's out there running miles. He's out there running sprints. And when he's not running, he's out there, he's in the classroom. He's doing what he got to do in the classroom. He's out there talking to his teachers. He with his friends. They're doing the same thing because one day they want to get a scholarship. One day he wants to get a scholarship. So he stays positive through 6th through 8th grade, through middle school. In the summer, when everybody's out there going to the pool, these dudes is out there getting better. They're running. They have baseball games almost every day. They're staying close. Keeping that brotherhood, and having a goal in mind, having a goal intact, and keeping that brotherhood and not letting nothing get to them. And being around people that are well off, being around people that have degrees, that being around people that have nice cars, nice house, something that they were not around every day. Something that they only saw in a vision. A rose that grew from concrete, I don't know if it's God-given. I don't, especially when their parents aren't there every day, when their parents don't really care if they make good grades, when their teachers, they're getting a paycheck, or coaches, when they just trying to look out for their own kids. That's what gets me, is like a rose that grew from concrete. Well, that kid who wasn't really pushed by somebody who brought them into this world, but decided to stay strong, decided to not give in to the normal, or not let the social circumstance determine their future. You know? So man, as you can tell, I'm getting a little worked up, man, because the road is grew from concrete, because I believe everything starts from within. Everything starts from within. It don't start from without. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be without. But if you always look in, you're always going to be within. So I'm telling you, from 6th to the 8th grade, I rose the group of concrete. Was there. Him and his groups was there. And let me mind you, if you're just now tuning in, I'm talking about this 8-year-old who didn't let socioeconomic status determine his future. So he went from 8 years old and then that transition all the way up into middle school. And then from that transition to middle school, you know, you got different stuff that plays in play when you come from a place of, I can't really say poverty, but from a place that really just didn't get it. When there was a lot of killing, when there was a lot of stealing, and there really wasn't a lot of healing, you know? So, all right. So now they're in 8th grade, and after 8th grade, they understand that transition from 8th grade going into 9th grade. And then from 9th grade on, it's like, what can you tell? What can you tell somebody who really wants it? Who's not going to make no excuse? What you going to tell that person? What are the teachers going to say? What is that rose that's going from concrete thinking? What is he thinking? And for the people that's out there that's listening right now, if you are that rose that grew from concrete, I know you is that. I know you thinking. I know you like, man, I know what he's thinking. He just thinks he's hungry. He got to get it. No excuses. Can't blame my parents. Can't blame my coaches. Can't blame my friends. Can't blame nobody. So when you're in that 9th grade or on your way to the 9th grade about to go to high school, you got one thing on your mind. I'm trying to make it. Not only am I trying to make it, I'm trying to take it. So what you do, you go to school every day. You perform every day. You work out every day. Especially with man, because there's no better day when you get home from practice and you walk up to the door and you smell some food cooking from your mama. Woo-wee! When you smell some food cooking from you, you be like, oh, yeah, I'm about to chow down today, especially when she cooks some chicken. Man, I tell you, I know from personal experience, but just on a personal note, I remember being in ninth grade, and then after that, you know, I had to go move with my pops, which at the time was pretty devastating, but I didn't let that stop me. I did not let that stop me. So to me, I was like, well, you know what? I looked at it as a positive input, and was just like, you know what? I gotta go move with my pops right now, but that's okay. I'm growing into being a man. I'm growing into being a man. It'd be different if I was a female going to go move with my dad in ninth grade. But I was just like, you know what? I kind of want to move with my dad for all of my life anyway, because I wanted to understand what it was like to be a man. But mama made me move in with my dad, so I moved in with my dad. It wasn't quite what I expected, because the next year I had to move in with my best friend, but it was okay. I was around a male figure. So what I do, I made that make me better. Every sprint, I was first. Every sprint, I was first. Whether it was football or baseball, I was first. School, made good grades. I can't say I made straight A's. I wasn't always the brightest, but at school, I still made good grades. So in the midst of all that, I stayed positive. But now we're going to get back to the roads that grew from concrete. Once that kid got into high school, him and his friends stayed tight. It's almost like they got into a huddle. It was like, you know what? We all going to make it. And never mind you this, the kids in all different grades. Some is older, some is younger. And it's like they all got in the huddle and was like, we going to make it, y'all. We can't give in to society. We can't let them win. Even though what we from, nobody has made it. People talk about making it. People talking about, well, coaches were stealing my letters. People talking about, and my grades would have been better. People come up with every excuse in the book. It's like these kids got into a huddle and was like, we ain't going to let this stop us. No excuse. So they kept working from 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. They kept working. In the midst of growing up in an area where drugs was prominent, where drugs was the norm. But these kids stayed positive. A rose that grew from concrete, being in areas where they are not accepted, being in areas where they are questioned, being in areas in places to where people were just like, no, you don't need to be here. You do not deserve to be here, having to prove themselves day in and day out. Do you know what that feels like? Do you know what that feels like? To grow up, listen to this kind of music, and being based off of stereotypes, being stereotypical, and being judged off of what you look like. Don't judge me for what I look like. Judge me for who I am. A road that grew from concrete. I'm in an area that where nobody, just because the way my skin is a little darker than everybody, or just because my skin is a little lighter than somebody, or just because I wear my hat a certain way or my shirt a certain way, now when I come around your way, you want to look at me like I was no way at all. A road that grew from concrete. And for the people out there, listen, don't let your living circumstances determine your future. So, if you follow me, I was talking about when I was 8 years old, talk about going all the way up to the middle school. Then from middle school, going up to high school. But let me tell you some of you high school dudes out there, if you're out there listening, once you get into high school, I'm telling you, that's when you think things is going to be hard then. You go from ninth grade. You're worried about ninth grade. You want to get a girlfriend. You want to do all that. Leave them girls alone. Then you go to 10th grade. Then you want to be 16. Then some people want to go get a job. Some people want to go get a car. Man, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Go get you a job. If you can work your butt off, you can go get you a car. When you're in 11th grade, that's when it all gets real. I mean, it gets too real. Because after that 11th grade year, if you ain't got no scholarship offers, you're going to start to panic. But one of the greatest running backs that ever lived in this game didn't have no scholarship until his senior year, and his name goes by the name of Barry Sanders. Then you got somebody who's on Good Morning America right now, about to straight-handed play football, and still his senior year in high school, and end up going, and you see where he at. So you must not give up. Don't let, just because somebody else is getting recruited, just because somebody else is doing this, hey, it doesn't matter. Keep working. Stay strong. If you want more, you got to soar. Don't listen to nobody. You got to defeat the odds. Keep going. Because somebody else, let me hold up. Everybody can tell you how to do it, but they never done it. Everybody can tell you how to do it, but they never done it. So that's why you can't listen to nobody. I know everybody, and I grew up in the hood too. I just don't like speaking on that because everybody always claimed that they grew up in the hood. Everybody got that one person talking about, yeah, you know, I would have made it, man, if my coaches wouldn't hire my letter. Man, you know, I would have made it. But I love smoking weed better than I wanted to play football. Oh, I would have made it because of this. Well, I would have made it if it wasn't because of that. Nah, shut up. Shut up. You didn't make it because you didn't want it. You didn't want it. That's why you didn't make it. Don't be making no excuses. A road from concrete, baby, a road that grew from concrete. Some people don't know how hard it is. Some people just don't get it. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The roads, I'm talking to you, the roads that grew from concrete. Once you get up out of that concrete, once you go to college and you get that scholarship, once you go, you're going to meet some people, just best friends I know. One of my best friends' birthday was just yesterday, Victor Hunter. Hey, that's my man right there. We met on our recruiting visit at Texas Tech back in 2004 to be exact. Once you get there, you're going to meet some really great people, some professors. People say don't go to big schools because the professors aren't real. They just want a paycheck. That's not true. You're going to meet some great, if you apply yourself and you go to class, get to know your academic advisors, get to know your professors. Get to know the people that's in your classroom. They're going to care for you. They're going to want you to succeed. Don't let nobody tell you. I'm telling you, I know this from experience. It's like people want to just get that clutter going and just It's all up in your ear, pulling you with you this way and that way. You got these snakes in your yard. That's why you got to keep your yard cut. And it's like, especially if you didn't have no firm upbringing, like I'm talking about these kids that grew up from 8 years old and just made it, and didn't let their socioeconomic status determine their future. Sometimes you don't have a firm foundation. That's why parents, you got to get to them early. You don't have no firm foundation. You don't really understand who's really for you and who isn't. So that's what makes it hard, and that's when some people turn to drugs. That's when some people turn to girls. That's when some people turn to love, because they don't understand how to cope. They don't understand how to deal with things. So then they have these people who in their ear, sometimes it's people who they grew up with, who was on the straight line with them, then decided to go astray. Then they're like, man, do this, do that. But then it's like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Then it's almost like you can't trust your close friends. And then it's not like you got a parent to call, because they've been doing that since day one. So it's like, what do you do? That's when the people that you meet at these universities, man, that's when they come in hand, because that's when they come in hand, because sometimes it takes somebody like that for you to really get it, for you to understand. Man, it's really easy out there. Man, it's really easy to get lost while you in college. It's really easy to get lost while you're in college. You want to know why? Let me tell you why. Because especially if you're on scholarship and you're away from home, and then you're out there, you're doing what you got to do on the field, but then you got to deal with life. Nobody really taught you how to deal with life because you've been so focused all the time, and now all of a sudden you got these people grabbing at you. You got to be in class. Then once you get up out of class, and then you want to go kick it with your boys, and then you might go through something. Your mama might be ill. Your daddy might be ill. Your brother might have died. Who knows? You got to deal with life. You might have got a girl pregnant, having sex out of wedlock. Who knows? But you got life that's gonna throw you. I don't even say throw you a curveball, because I don't believe in curveballs. I believe in Charlie horses. Just like if you listen to my show on Friday, I say, what do you do when you get a Charlie horse? Everybody has a Charlie horse. Everybody cramps up. But you know that Charlie horse has came just so it can pass. So you keep going. You keep that faith. You might need some help. But you know what? Regardless, you're gonna get through it. So that's what I'm talking about for whenever you make it to college. You know treat them problems just like a Charlie horse. You know it's gonna get through. You know it's gonna pass. So don't stop. You're in college. Coming up, like I was saying, a rose that grew from concrete, came up when 8 years old. Stay tight knit. Like I said, it was like they was growing up they got up in a huddle, and they made game plans for themselves and followed through with it. So from 8 years old, went through middle school, went through high school, and then they eventually going to college. College, baby. Yeah, that's right. Education. Education. But I got news for you guys that's about to go out there and go to college, who just started out in college. It's August right now. Man, everybody reported to Tech, what, 2 days ago. But I got something for you. You got to be ready. You got to be ready. You got to be ready. I remember eating a pregame meal my senior year. And one of our speakers came in and was like, he tried to play D1. He was like, man, they crazy. They crazy. I know what he's talking about now. But you want to know what? I'm crazy, too. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. I'm crazy, too. But I tell you one thing. He was telling the truth. So, but I'm telling you guys, you got to be a little crazy, too. You got to want it. You got to want it. You got to want it. You got to live it. You got to breathe it. Everything you do got to be trying to make it. Because you want to know why? Man, one thing Coach Leach used to tell us whenever we was playing, he was like, everybody, I see y'all families are here. So your mom's here. I see your brother's here. Yes, they come to see you play, right? So he was like, so don't be thinking about them, because I know they love you. Yeah, I know they love you, but they'll love you even a little bit more if we win. Oh, I was like, oh, you sure right. You are sure right. So you got to stay focused. You got to stay grounded. And when I'm saying for you freshmen that out there about to start, you about to be in for a rude awakening, especially if you weren't working out this summer. About to be in for a rude awakening. I remember working out for 21 straight days. 21 straight days. I'm not talking about running and lifting. I'm talking about practice. I'm talking about going at it, fall camp, trying to get it. You a man or a mouse. 21 straight days before I looked at him, I was like, yo, when we going to get a day out? That was like, shoot, in a week. It's like, woo. So that's what I'm telling you, man. Like, where I'm from, nobody got there. If you grew up from where I grew up from, I had no guidance, no mentorship. Only one in my class to go there was to go to a high-profile school. But I made it through. That's when I knew everything happens for a reason. The people that you meet, you have it for a reason. But it's up to you to understand that. When you got somebody in your life who didn't vote you in, but they want to look out for you, and they want to make sure that you get to the next level and make sure that you just stay positive. Not necessarily want you to go to the league or maybe even college. They just don't want you to be another statistic. Don't be another one out there up on the corner rolling dice. Don't be out there on the corner with rocks in your pocket trying to walk away whenever your friends walk up because you don't want them to know that you're selling drugs. They don't want you to be somebody out there that's walking around trying to look for the next hit. They just want you to be a positive influence and get back to the community that you once grew up in. So that's how it works. But when you're in college, man, but when you're in college, everything you are there. You are there. And then it's like that's when you really start to understand you beat the odds. But let me tell you something, you're in for a rude awakening, baby, because you ain't made it nowhere yet. Your life is just beginning. Because all it takes is a little mess up to get back to where you came from. That's all it takes. Now it's easier for you to mess up because now you got a university over your head. Now, when you get hurt, now you ain't the man no more. You ain't the man no more. Now when you get hurt, you got to work three times as hard just to get back to where you were. Because you got people that's hungry. You got people, now you got 105 of you. Whether they got a scholarship or not, I know people who had no scholarship that was how they understand how they didn't have a scholarship. Let's just put it like that. So now, it's like everything, it's almost like when you get there, it's like, man, I made it, mama. Man, now you got to send money back. You got to do this. You got to do that. It's like you almost made it. But now I'm going to tell you something. No, you have not made it. You have not made it. I know it might feel that way. It might look that way. But it's not that way. That's when you really got to start buckle down. That's parents. I'm telling you. Get to them early. That's when that foundation really sets in. That's when you really got to use it. Because then that's when things really get tough. You're away from home. You're away from your friends. You're trying to meet new friends. Now you're trying to be in school. You ain't got nobody telling you what you really got to do. It's always up to you. So let me tell you again. Once you get to school, you have not made it. I'm sorry. You ain't made it. Scholarships are on a year-to-year basis. They're trying to get it back to where you signed, yes, a four-year scholarship, maybe 5 years if you register, but scholarships are on a year-to-year basis. You ain't made nothing. At any given time can be taken away from you. So let me tell you something. That freshman year, go to study hall, get with it. Get with it. You got this. You got it. Use that same drive, that same persona that you had, the same attitude. Whatever it took for you to get there, keep that. Keep it. Don't change up. Why change? Why change? Keep that. Whatever drove you, whatever molded you to be into to keep that fire in you. Why change? I've been there. I was one of the people that tried to change. When I say I tried to change, I found myself out there smoking, out there drinking, out there doing stuff that I never done in high school. Showing up late for practice. Had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and run around the whole university with a brick over my head. But you know what? Those were the times that made me, that molded me. I get it now. I get it. Back then, I didn't know how to cope. I didn't know how to cope. I didn't even know what coping was. So, Peter, how are you coping with everything? What do you mean? I don't know. So, are you getting through things pretty good? Is everything okay at home? What you mean? Ain't nothing changed. I changed. That's what I had to realize. I changed. I met a lady with my sophomore year who just changed my life. I was lost. Met this lady, man, changed my life. Understand? I like to read. I understand that I'm infatuated with people. I want to know how people operate. I want to know how groups operate. Have you ever heard of W.E.B. Du Bois? I'm telling you, man. That's why you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to some of them professors because some of them out there really understand. This lady took me to a room and was just like, man, I like the way you think. I like the way you ask questions. I really think you're a bright guy. And it took her to go about it her way, you know, to just get in the middle of my own way. Get in the way of my own way. And I've been changed ever since. Yes, I've been through trials and tribulations. The road to success has not been easy. But it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. So let me keep talking to you, man. Let me keep talking to you. I hope you out there listening. A rose that grew from concrete. Do not let where you are living determine your destination. Don't do it. You stay there. It's like, man, you're just not tuning in. I'm talking about when you 8-year-old. The rose that grew from concrete. 8-year-old. Stay tight. Him and his buddy. Like they got in the hole. Stay tight. They're from middle school. They went to middle school, stay tight. Went to high school. Went to high school, stay tight. Then from high school, got to the next level. Every single one of them. Go through different walks. Different walks. Getting questioned. Being in the era where they see where they was not raised in that. Being around people that they ain't never seen before. Being around people who's actually doing some things. I'm not saying nothing bad about their hood or anything like that, but they want more. So they decided to soar. They got there. But now I'm sitting here telling you, when you get to college, you ain't made it yet. So they was not there, and they understood it, and they kept going. Kept going. But when you grow up in a place where the socioeconomic is just not there, when you get there, now you're getting them FAFSA checks and you got to send some of it back home. When they getting that money and you can't really do what you want to do with it. Then I've seen it more times than now when people are like, yeah, I got my check. Well, shoot, I had to send $1,000 back to the crib. But, hey, those are the best. That's what makes up. That's what makes up. But you know what? I'm going to cut it off right there. A rose that grew from concrete. My name is Peter Richardson, owner and creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully. If you didn't get nothing from this message, if you didn't get nothing from this message today, I want you to remember one thing. When you see somebody in the neighborhood that don't look like they belong there, hey, it's not because they really don't belong there. It's because they worked their butt off to get there. All right? So if you want more, soar. Find that inner peace in you, and you use that to become a better person. Become a better community, and you're going to be a better state, and we're going to be a better nation. So with that being said, I hope everybody have a blessed day. Hope I motivate you. Motivational Mondays, baby. Peter Richardson. Catch you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. May God bless.